Welcome to a special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got love songs, a whole show of love songs, and nothing but love songs. And here to get us started are the California Ramblers.
Thank you. the bees and trees and songbirds. Why do I? 'Cause I'm bubbling over with love. I've got something I can rave about. Love's in my heart and it must come out. Do I know what bliss is? I just overflow with kisses. Why do I? 'Cause I'm bubbling over with love.
Al Boley in 1931, who was just bubbling over with love on this special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. Al was backed there by the British band of Jack Leon, who was born in 1906 and died in 1967. At the end of his career, he was conductor of the Scottish Variety Orchestra, and it was Jack Leon who conducted the orchestra for Petula Clark's very first radio broadcast in 1942. And we started the show with the University Six and I Love My Baby from a Harmony 78 recorded December 1st, 1925. The University Six was a pseudonym for the California Ramblers. The band recorded exclusively for Columbia under the California Ramblers name, but they used pseudonyms when recording for other companies. Harmony, a Columbia subsidiary, used the University Six name. Cameo used the Varsity 8, and Pathé, the Five Birmingham Babies. On Jeanette, they were the Vagabonds, and Edison billed them as the Golden Gate Orchestra. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm Glenn Robison, and here's Paul Whiteman.
Thank you. nobody loves me. I wonder who, I wonder who can she be? Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be? Where is me? For every girl who passes me, I'll shout how maybe you were meant for me, you loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Frank Trumbauer, his orchestra and vocal from a Brunswick 78, recorded in New York on April 27, 1936, and Somebody Loves Me, written by Buddy DeSilva, Ballard MacDonald, and George Gershwin. And before Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, we heard Tram as part of the Paul Whiteman Orchestra on April 24, 1928, and Rodgers and Hart's Do I Hear You Saying I Love You, with the vocal by Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Charles Gaylord. It's the Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. There's plenty more right after this. Welcome back to this Valentine edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. So, who was St. Valentine and how did he become associated with Valentine's Day? Today, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine, all of whom were martyred. According to one legend, Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he outlawed marriage for young single men who were his potential soldiers. Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform secret marriages for young lovers. When Valentine's actions were discovered, Claudius ordered that he be put to death. Although the truth behind the Valentine legends is murky, the stories certainly emphasize his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and romantic figure. It's no surprise that by the Middle Ages, Valentine was one of the most popular saints in England and France. Here are some more rapidly rotating records about love.
Positively, absolutely. Does she love me? Positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how? Is she nifty? Positively. Under 50? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, a wow. And was she hard to get? Did I say no? And does she love to pet? Oh, 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 oh. Oh, baby, does she love me? Positively. Do I love her? Absolutely. Positively, absolutely, and how?
love, but you want loving. I want love. Stop all this idle chatter. What does it really matter? I'd rather hear the patter, little baby feet. I know what's on your mind, dear. It's not what I'm thinking of. But you want loving. I want
Noble Sissel and his orchestra in 1929, and You Want Lovin' and I Want Love. Singer, lyricist, composer, and bandleader Noble Sissel was born July 10, 1889, in Indianapolis, Indiana. He worked with UB Blake as early as 1915, and the team had a hit with It's All Your Fault, which Sophie Tucker performed in her act. In 1916, Sissel teamed with James Europe and wrote the shows Shuffle Along and Chocolate Dandies, which were produced with Blake. Noble Sissel recorded over 30 vocals during the 1920s, often accompanied by UB Blake. Sissel and Blake appeared as a duo in some of the first experimental sound films, such as Sissel and Blake's Snappy Songs in 1923, made by Lee DeForest using his phonofilm technique. In the 7-minute film, they sang one of their signature tunes, Affectionate Dan, and All God's Chillen Got Shoes. Sissel visited Europe often, which led to a split with UB Blake, who preferred to stay in America. He was honorary mayor of Harlem in 1950 and played at President Eisenhower's inauguration in 1953. He became a disc jockey for WMGM in 1960 and had his own publishing company. Noble Sissel retired to Florida, where he died on December 17, 1975. And before Noble Sissel, we heard from Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and Positively Absolutely, with the vocal by Tom Stax. Positively Absolutely was written by Gene Herbert, with the lyrics by Sam Coslow, and the Harry Reaser arrangement was recorded in Brunswick's Room 1 in New York City on June 8, 1927. Continuing this Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, here's Fred Rich and his orchestra.
I'm always round by my lonesome, wishing and waiting for love.
I'm missing kissing and warm song. I'm growing older, wishing and waiting. this thing. What else on earth could ever bring such happiness to everything as love's old story? Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's old story. Whatever heart may desire, whatever fate may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is a song without end. Love is the greatest thing, the oldest yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love story to you.
We haven't heard from Joey Nash in a while, but there he was with Richard Himber and his Essex House Orchestra in 1933, and Love is the Sweetest Thing. And before Joey Nash, we heard from the Rollickers, backed by Fred Rich and his orchestra, who were wishing and waiting for love. And you're hearing it all on a special Valentine's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Do you have a request for a future edition of the show? Have a comment about the show? Want to send me a Valentine? You may do so by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. We'll be back with more on the history of Valentine's Day when we return right after this. While some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around 270 AD, others claim that the Christian Church may have decided to celebrate Valentine's Day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize celebrations of the pagan Lupercalia festival. Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day around 498 AD, when the Roman lottery system for romantic pairing was deemed unchristian and outlawed. Later, during the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of birds' mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of February, Valentine's Day, should be a day for romance. So this being the middle of February, I guess now's the time to fall in love. Here's Gene Cardos.
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper, now's the time to fall in love. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker gave their price a downward shove. Grab yourself someone to fry your eggs and bacon. She can live just like a queen on what you're making. Cause this and that's a lot cheaper, a flat's a lot cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love. Thank you. now's the time to fall in love. Bananas are bargains, pianos are bargains, you should take advantage of. You can play a little, oh, a little maybe. You can even start to think about a baby. You'll find that bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. So now's the time to fall in love.
Zez Confrey and his orchestra, April 5th, 1922, and I Love Her, She Loves Me, written by Eddie Cantor and Irving Caesar. That was preceded by Gene Cardos and his orchestra, with Dick Robertson taking the vocal on Now's the Time to Fall in Love, from November 13th, 1931. Now's the Time to Fall in Love was written by Al Lewis and Al Sherman, and is associated with Eddie Cantor, who introduced the song on his radio show in 1931, but didn't get around to recording it until 1942. Well, according to Gene Cardos, now's the time to fall in love, and according to Ben Selvin, it's easy to fall in love.
¶¶ love, like you'd imitate a dove. You'll attract that kind so difficult to find, it's easy to fall in love. When you've got 'em going, take your time, never mind the moon above. There is just one thing, go on and get the ring, it's easy to fall in love. Take a tip from a sailor man who sailed a briny foam. Had a girl in every port and never lost a home. When you know you got 'em where you want, give 'em just a little shove. If they neck, neck, neck and forget to double check, it's easy to fall in love.
Ambassadors in November of 1924 with Irving Kaufman performing the vocal on Oh How I Love My Darling. Isidore Kaufman was born in Syracuse, New York on February 8, 1890. He had four older brothers, all of whom made recordings, but none as many as Irving, who was one of the most recorded singers between 1914 and 1930, sometimes uncredited, sometimes as Irving Kaufman, and many times under any number of pseudonyms. His real name was used by Victor and Edison, but on Columbia he was Frank Harris, on OK he was Noel Taylor, and he was issued on other labels as George Beaver, Henry Beaver, Pete Killeen, Brian Witt, Marvin Young, and others. When singing in the crooning style of Whispering Jack Smith for Harmony, he adopted the pseudonym of Confidential Charlie. In the 1930s, he made few records but did considerable radio work. Irving Kaufman died in Indio, California on January 3, 1976, just short of his 86th birthday. Irving Kaufman was preceded by Ben Salvin and his orchestra with Eddie Walters vocalizing on It's Easy to Fall in Love from July 7, 1930. It's Easy to Fall in Love was written by Pete Wendling, composer of Yaka Hula Hickey Doola in 1916, and co-author with Harry Richman of There's Danger in Your Eyes, Cherie, from Puttin' on the Ritz. In addition to composing, Pete Wendling made a huge number of piano roles. This is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. More about Valentine's Day and more love songs when we return right after this. In Great Britain, Valentine's Day began to be popularly celebrated around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th century, it was common for friends and lovers in all social classes to exchange small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. By the end of the century, printed cards began to replace written letters due to improvements in printing technology and cheaper postage rates. Americans probably began exchanging handmade valentines in the early 1700s. In the 1840s, Esther A. Howland began to sell the first mass-produced valentines in America. According to the Greeting Card Association, an estimated 1 billion valentines are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second-largest card-sending holiday of the year. In addition to the United States, Valentine's Day is celebrated in Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia. The oldest known valentine still in existence today is a poem written by Charles, Duke of Orléans, to his wife while he was imprisoned in the Tower of London following his capture at the Battle of Agincourt. The greeting, which was written in 1415, can be viewed today at the British Museum in London, England. Here are some more musical valentines, starting with Guy Lombardo. Thank you.
don't know just what to do. And you're alone, remember I love you. Each time you dream of a cottage for two, remember I love you.
Johnny Walker and his orchestra, pseudonym for Ben Selvin, and Personally I Love You from January 15th, 1931. Before Johnny Walker, we heard Jimmy McHugh's Bostonians, credited on the Harmony 78 as Sonny Clapp and his band of Sunshine, and Remember I Love You, written by Sonny Clapp and recorded in New York on November 27, 1928. In the band, Ben Pollock on drums, Jack Teagarden on trombone, and Benny Goodman on clarinet. And we started this set with Guy Lombardo from his recording debut on March 10, 1924, and Somebody Loves You After All. You've been listening to a special Valentine's edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting you to tune in or click in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your requests and comments are welcome and can be sent, along with your Valentine's cards, by email to glenn@glennrobison.com or by postal mail to Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. And as always, I do thank you for your very kind attention.